The United States is holding prisoners from the war on terrorism at two locations in Afghanistan and at the U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says some detainees may face trials, while others may be held indefinitely. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Pentagon.
The U.S. is deciding what to do with just under 500 prisoners. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says some might just be released once intelligence agencies finish talking to them. The U.S. could put some on trial for terrorism. And yesterday, Rumsfeld said the U.S. may pursue one other option.
Just keep them as you would a person you did not want to get back out there and rejoin a Taliban or an Al-Qaeda outfit, and keep them during the period of the conflict so that they can't go back and kill more people.
The Bush administration says it's working out new rules for a new kind of war. The government is close to completing its rules for military tribunals, or military commissions, as the administration calls them. Rather than appear in civilian courts under civilian rules, some accused terrorists could be tried before the new commissions. U.S. officials say they've only begun to examine who might face a military trial, though officials say so far they've identified no obvious candidates. The 500 detainees are believed to include relatively few senior members of either the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. Now, Rumsfeld says the U.S. could do without even the military trials for some. Legal experts say it is possible but problematic for the administration to say it's holding prisoners until the conflict ends. U.S. officials have repeatedly said that the war on terrorism may never really end at all. Eugene Fidel is president of the National Institute of Military Justice.
The problem in the current context is that although we have a bright line beginning for hostilities, we don't really have a bright line in view for an end of hostilities.
Meaning that the United States could be claiming the right to hold the men indefinitely. The longer the men remain behind bars, the more criticism the U.S. may draw from abroad. An international agreement on civil and political rights guarantees prisoners the right to a trial without undue delay. The main exception is for prisoners of war. But for a variety of reasons, the Bush administration has refused to classify its detainees as prisoners of war. Other international agreements may allow the administration leeway, but the idea of holding prisoners indefinitely is drawing questions from some advocates who've criticized the administration's plans for its detainees. Kenneth Roth is the executive director of Human Rights Watch. He's argued that the detainees should be treated like any criminal suspects.
It's somewhat inexplicable why Rumsfeld is shying away from basic prosecutions. Because if the detainees can be shown either themselves to have engaged in acts of violence against civilians or to have knowingly joined a criminal enterprise that was engaged in such conduct, that should be sufficient to prosecute them.
Most accused members of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda remain in a camp at a U.S. base in Cuba. The U.S. continues collecting more prisoners in Afghanistan. Just yesterday, Pakistan turned over another 14 unidentified prisoners to U.S. authorities. With so many rules still being written, not even their captors can be sure where the prisoners will go next. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.